Raga. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. जय होम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्रीमत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति विधान स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की हिज कौन संस्थापक आचार्य शील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय व्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुरा द्वारका धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माय की जय यमुना माय की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय भागवत धर्म की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा नित्यानंद राम भगवान की गौरांग महाप्रभु की ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैस्तिकी हरे कृष्णा सो वी आर बिगनिंग द सीरीज ऑफ क्लासेस प्रिपेयरिंग अवरसेल्व्स फॉर नित्यानंद त्रयोदशी सो वील कंटिन्यू फ्रॉम व्हाट यस्टरडे शिवानंद श्याम प्रभु हैड स्टार्टेड सो टू बिगिन विद द We'll sing this bhajan from Lochandas Thakur. Yesterday, Shivanand Shyam Prabhu sang several bhajans. To continue that mood, we will sing this bhajan. First, I'll read the translation so that you, when you sing, you are in a proper mood to understand. The two lords, Nithai Gaurachandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of this incarnation is that they introduce a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. My dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nithyananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hari Hari, without any motive. My dear brother, just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, Even birds and bees cry and stones melt. But Lochan thus regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification. Since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this moment. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan Ki Jai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Parama Karuna Paudui Jan Nithai Gaurachandra. Parama Karuna Paudui Jan Nithai Gaurachandra. Sabhavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Sabhavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrada Bishwasa Kori. Bajo Bajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudrada Bishwasa Kori. Vishaya Chadiya Sirase Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Vishaya Chadiya Sirase Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. Dekho Re Bhai Tribhuvane Nai Emona Dayala Data. Dekho Re Bhai Tribhuvane Nai Emona Dayala Data. Pashupaki jure pashana vidare shunijara guna gata. Pashupaki jure pashana vidare shunijare guna gata. Samsare majiya rohili poriya sipadi nahi lo asha. Samsare majiya rohili poriya sipade nahi lo asha. Apana karama bunjaye shamana kohoye lochana dasa. Apana karama bunjaye shamana kohoye lochana dasa. Parama Karuna Paudui Jan Nitai Gaurachandra. Parama Karuna Paudui Jan Nitai Gaurachandra. Sabhavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Sabhavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Prabhupada. Om Jnana Timirandasya, Jnananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Yena, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah, Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna, thank you very much for coming here for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. It's a very serious topic to speak about Lord Nityananda. We heard in the bhajan that his mercy is so powerful that even stones can melt. Even beasts and animals, they can get transformed. So we may wonder then, it's available to us also. So why is it that, you know, at least I'm not talking about others, why it is not so effective? No, it is effective, but I'm not prepared, you know, we are not prepared with that type of a consciousness to receive. So the heart is like steel-hearted, hard-hearted. It's not melting. But anyway, so with all your blessings, let us try for another, whatever time we are together, to prepare ourselves for this, one of our very major festival. This is on to be conducted on Monday. So yesterday we prepared the mood. So let us carry forward. Of course, the speakers may repeat the same thing because the pastimes are unlimited, but still we know of the limited pastime, so some things will be. Anyway, so to introduce, you can put that verse, Prabhu. I asked Madhur Gopal Prabhu, which verse will you select for Nityananda Trayodashi? So he said this verse. No, I don't know him. I just asked him that and he replied that and I said, okay, I'll take. So in what mood he said, obviously, I will not know. But then what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, so we'll chant this mantra for our purification and let us see with this mantra where we can, how far we can go to understand. sorry, sorry, sorry. Adi Lila 5200. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram. Yahara Kripati Paino Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram. Yahara Kripati Paino Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram. Yahara Kripati Paino Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram. Kripale Paino Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Ram. Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada gives a translation for this. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balaram, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. So there is no purport to this. So well, it's a very significant words for all of us here, especially those who are staying here in Govardhan Eco Village. Our place is not different from Vrindavan Dham. So it is by mercy of Guru, Guru Tattva, that we have given an opportunity to stay here. But these are the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he is in connection with Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda told him, you go to Vrindavan. He came in the dream and told him that he should go to Vrindavan. So he goes to Vrindavan and the rest is history, you know, that what he does there. So he writes this in this chapter, Glories of Lord Nityananda, he writes, because of him, I am here, I have been given the shelter of, and here I am, I am under the shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami and in all the Acharyas, all the Goswamis. So how significant is this verse is, let us see. So to begin with, yes, it is true that, you know, it's not something very easy to understand. Like I remember in the beginning, of course, Krishna Leela is something which is very popular and very familiar for us to understand. When it's to hear about Lord Nityananda and, you know, again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These kathas were in the beginning, which was not very easy to understand and what exactly. Of course, after so many years of association of devotees, still is not very clear. But one thing is, what is today's class, so what we are discussing is about, he is not different from Balaram. Brajendra Nandana hoi, Sachi Suta hoile, Balaram hoilo nithai. This is Narottam Das Thakur saying that they are not different. So how do we, in our level of, you know, Krishna consciousness, you know, how do we see Lord Nityananda? There are many avatars. So many avatars have come in the history, that so many avatars, and they have all come out of compassion. Any avatar which descends, the motive is only compassion. The bottom line, the underline is only compassion for the conditioned souls, the living entities to liberate. But why is it said that, you know, like what we chanted, Parama Karuna Pavudina, Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani. How is it that this is a Shiromani of all avatars? How is it? How do we understand? How is it? So some little glimpse, hearing from Acharyas, that all the avatars who have come, even if they have to give the topmost in the past, even if they have to give love of Krishna, they have given up to only Aishwarya Bhav. You know, some reverence. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descends, when Lord Nityananda descends, they are not limiting themselves to giving just Aishwarya. They want to give the sweetness of what Krishna and his very intimate associates, the cowherd boys, his parents, the gopis, the prema, the sweetness that these two avatars, they wanted to give it. And how they wanted to give it? Very freely. Freely in the sense, anyone, any place, anywhere, and just by the medium of Sankirtan. So it's said that the treasure was very much, securely locked, and there are these two avatars who came and they unlocked that treasure. And what they did after unlocking the treasure? They distributed it freely to each and everyone who was willing to accept. So this is how Lord Nityananda is a very, very special, very merciful. And not only that, he is also very mysterious to understand, because he behaves like an avadhut. So when anyone behaves like an avadhut, it's very difficult to understand. What to speak about those who are not devotees? Even devotees will not understand. So by Prabhupada's mercy, this all confidential type of knowledge has been revealed, and in the association of devotees we have an opportunity to know. So this is how this is an unique avatar. So I'll just go through, as we'll try to see that, the tattva, of course, these topics will be repeated again, but just to touch upon that, it is Balaram who expands first, Bala, the Shakti, and from Balaram, all the series of expansions right up to Shirodakshaya, that means even the Paramatma expansion, everything is coming from. The unique thing about Balaram is how Krishna is the enjoyer God. Balaram, who is not different from Krishna, is the supreme servitor God. So when he says he's a servitor God, so he reveals all levels of, service, all levels. Everything, right from expansion of the spiritual world to all the paraphernalia, the bed, the shoes, his garments, right to the extent, even Sheshanag, everything, the ornaments, everything is just, so in that, Santarashi serves them by expansion of all these paraphernalia. Of course, Dasyaras as is always servant to Krishna, and Sakya we know, and we know as Vatsalya also is always there protecting Krishna, and Madhurya as Ananga Manjari. So all forms, all rasas. Yeah, so that same Balaram in Treta Yuga, he came as Lakshman, and in Lakshman how he was like, when he came to know that Kaikeyi is the one who behind it, he just wanted to just go and kill her. So that type of anger. And in Chitraketu, when he came to know that Bharat is coming, so he became so furious. He said, "I'm going to kill him. He's his brother." So it is Ram who pacifies him. No, don't think that, Just wait. It is not that he has come to kill us. So this is the mood of Lakshman. And that same Lakshman in Dwapara Yug, he comes as Balaram. And we know that when Duryodhan's daughter is kidnapped by Samba, and then there is a big rift between the Yadus and the Kauravas, and Balaram says, okay, I will have a peaceful negotiations, I'll come. And he came to Hastinapur, and the way these Kauravas treated him, they use such harsh words that how dare you think about, you know, taking Lakshmana. Such harsh words, like, you know, people who are worth being there to be worn as a shoe, they are now thinking themselves to be on the head. So that when Balaram hears, he uses his plough and he, whole of Hastinapur, he could have drowned them. That is Balaram's power. So now that same Balaram, when he comes just 500 years back, this is once in a day of Brahma, after Krishna comes in the original form, the next verse, I mean the next avatar in Kali Yuga, he comes with so much compassion that he goes out to just beg people. People are running away, so he'll go and beg and hold their feet and ask them that, please don't waste your human life. Please chant Krishna's name. And they would say that we don't have time, please give up. So he will not leave. He will go in front of them and he fall at their feet. That they would say that, please don't do that. We can't. Then he will just fall flat. And still they hesitate, he'll start rolling. So now this type of a compassion where a avatar is willing to do anything to convince people that you should take it up. So that is Lord Nityananda. So when he descends, of course, when Lord Chaitanya descended, he came with many of his associates. The Lord, whenever he comes, he doesn't come alone. So similarly, but he came much before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his compassion, I just remember that when, you all know that he was born, he appeared in Eka Chakra in 1473. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486. So that means nearly 12 years difference is there. So first time I remember when we went for, I didn't know anything much about Eka Chakra, you know. A very far place, and that time when he went, it was really, in the lectures we have heard that it's a ghost town. I mean, nothing. It's completely a simple, remote village, no facilities, no tar road. Now we have ISKCON temple. So there is no question about staying there. It has to be a day visit. So that time, of course, among that time, many, not many devotees, maybe 400 or 500, 600 devotees. So, Sachinandan Maharaj was there. And he had his few disciples. And this is Eka Chakra. So, I overheard they talking among that we are going to stay here for a few more days. So, I was wonderstruck there. First of all, yeah, there is no facilities here. And they are Westerners. And they were from Germany. Because, you know, Jaya Sachinandan Maharaj is from Germany. So, and young people, he had his own brahmacharis and few, you know. So I was, you're going to stay here? So they said that this is our only hope. Because Nityananda is for the most fallen. So that was their humility. So I just remembering that Eka Chakra place, in what mood you go. And this is what was my experience. Of course, after that we went, now some facilities are there, ISKCON temple is there, but it's still a very remote place. So when he appeared in the family of Hridaya Pandit at Padmavati, and the most unique thing about him is, very early in his life, he captured the heart of all villagers. How did he capture his heart? Just by doing some pastimes, and his pastimes were amazing pastimes. As a small child, 3-year-old, 4-year-old boy, he used to do Ramayana, Mahabharata, Krishna Leela, everything to the details, that they would be shocked that where did you learn all this script from? You never heard, and no one came in the village. So this was his mood, and with so much devotion, he'll go right into that mood and he'll engage all the children. And the tree branches will be used and they will be used in the river as, you know, Kaliya, and he will jump on that and dance. So this is a place. There is one more very interesting thing I remember, Eka Chakra. Radhanath Swami Maharaj and Sachinandan Maharaj are sitting, and Maharaj is introducing. He says, Sachinandan Maharaj is a German and I am a Jew. And his forefathers must have killed so many of my forefathers. There is no doubt about it. But we are best of friends. This is Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada has brought us together. So this was also... Now Prabhupada's mercy means we cannot separate it from Nityananda. So Nityananda's mercy is what is the Guru Tattva. So that comes in this form. And then something very unique thing happened, because his parents were loving him so much. Not only his parents, even the villagers. Everyone would love him more than their own children. And something very strange, which actually Lord Nityananda only inspired, because he knew that there is no other way I would be allowed to leave this place. And he had to leave the place, Eka Chak. So when he was 12-year-old, one saint came. No one knew from where he came. And he came, of course, Hriday Pandit received him like any other, you know, saintly person. He washed his feet, then they did old Krishna Katha that day. He offered him prasad. And the next day morning, when he was leaving, he said, I want to ask something from you. I need some charity. And of course, charity is not something difficult. Hriday Pandit said, what do you want? Tell me, I will give you. But he was not expecting what he's going to ask. He said, see, I am a pilgrim. I travel. So I need help. So I want to take your son with me. And the son was just 12-year-old. Hriday Pandit's heart just broke, you know. And because he could not even keep his eyes off his son. So beautiful and so charming. So now how to say no to this person? So he went and asked his wife, what do you think, what should I do? So she was so submissive to her husband's desires and all. He said, whatever you decide, I'm with you. You decide. So her heart also broke that they are not going to see him again, their son. So this way, they gave him. And Nityananda, he could not feel anything. He immediately went to this saintly person and they started walking. And they disappeared. When the villagers, they came to know about it, that this thing had happened, they came running. They said, why him? We will give our son. Because they loved him more than their own children. But they said, we will give our son, so let him. But when they went searching, he was not there. So this is one of the childhood pastime where his parents, then they could not survive without his presence. In separation, they left this body. But the interesting thing about what he did is, during this time, he traveled with the saintly person all over India. Right from, like if it is Eka Chakra, he came to Ayodhya, then Vrindavan, then Bradrinath, then down to Dwarka. Then he further down to all the holy places. So he traveled everywhere, north to south, all directions he traveled. And then finally again he came back to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan he was waiting. He was waiting for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to start the Sankirtan movement. So he was waiting for 20 years. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 18, 19, then 20 years when he started. So that time he was there in Vrindavan. At Shringar Mutt, waiting. So that time he decided that now is the time. So this is one sign of his humility, because he had come as a servitor to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He didn't preach till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started preaching. Because you all know that as a Nimai, he was a pure, you know, logician and, you know, talking about grammar and all. But later in Gaya, he went and his heart transformed. And then after that, it was only devotion. So he came to know. So even much before that, even at the age of 12 years when he was there in Eka Chakra, Chaitanya, in Yoga Pit, that is Navadip, when Nimai was born, Suddenly in Eka Chakra, Nityananda started roaring and screaming and loudly. So no one could understand that. Why is he doing that? Of course, after that he left. So this is just a little for us to know about. So then, during his traveling, one very interesting thing happened. As during this travel, or parikrama, he came to Pandharpur. And Pandharpur, he met one very saintly person. His name was Lakshmi Tirtha. Now, Lakshmi Tirtha was in Madhva Sampradaya. So he, Lakshmi Tirtha was staying in a Brahmin's house, and Balaram personally in his dream, he came and told Lakshmi Tirtha that so and so will be coming to be there. You have to give him Diksha. So he was initiated by Lakshmi Tirtha, who also had, who was a god brother of Madhavendrapuri, isn't it? Lakshmi Tirtha, god brother, or you, or Madhavendrapuri also was initiated. You are spiritual master. So, you know, like Nityananda and Madhavendrapuri were like god brothers. That sense, isn't it? So, after that, this Diksha, then of course, Nityananda left. And then at one place, I don't remember the place where it is some Prachi Tirtha something. There, first time he met Madhavendrapuri. And that description of that is given. Because see, all this Gaur Leela and this Leela, this is pure sweetness of whatever sweetness is there in Braj Leela. So their meeting is again the same type of meeting. You know, it is, it cannot be explained. I mean, it is beyond our understanding that what type of a love, and you know, how do they embrace and how tears and flowing. This is what was. And then they again separated. So he met Madhavendrapuri, and then he was waiting in Shingarwat for this to happen. And once when he came to know that Nimaya started, so he came here, and we know the rest of the story. So we will just select some few pastimes, and we'll see what we can get inspired. And so one of the very interesting thing is what bonding he had with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only he can do that, right? The way they used to talk and all. So one time when they were going to Puri, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now, he's a sannyasi now. So as when he had taken sannyasi, many people's heart had broken, you know, because they were thinking that why he has to shave his head and, you know, such austerity, just one kamandalu and, you know, one danda and all. So Nityananda Ram. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the danda to take bath. So when he went to take bath, Nityananda saw the danda and he felt very why is this danda with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he broke the danda into three pieces. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and he asked, where is the danda? He said, no, I broke it into three pieces. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was shocked. So the Acharya is giving what exactly Nityananda wanted to see is, first of all, what he had taken Diksha from is Mayavad. It was not exactly Mayavad, because the Lord had chanted the mantra to Keshava Bharati. He made him a Vaishnava, and then he took sannyas initiation from him, and he was carrying this ekadandi. Ekadandi danda means in Mayavad that it is oneness, you know, advaita. So Nityananda wanted to say that we are dvaitas, so he wanted to make. So now Vaishnavas, what they carry is a three danda, which represents body, mind and words, all surrendered to Krishna. So this is a significance of he breaking the danda. And as I previously mentioned about that, because he was behaving like an avadhut, it was very difficult for people to understand. So this is one pastime when he was... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri and Nityananda was in Bengal. So one Brahmana came. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. One Brahmana came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and very humbly he said, I have some doubts. I am not qualified to ask you this, but please, but the doubt is there. We all say that Nityananda is a very exalted person's soul. And he is in the renounce order. A renounce order person is, he's not supposed to eat betel and camphor and all, you know. And he should not even be close to gold. And he should not be wearing silken garments. He should not be applying sandalwood paste on his body. And also, a renounce order person is identified by what people he keeps company. And he should not be associating with people who are, you know, fallen people and all. So several reasons he gave. So I have a doubt about. And this person, Brahmana, he was one time Nimai's classmate. And now he has become devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Acharyas are saying that even when you have doubts, how you approach, how you ask, if you ask, I know sometimes we have a doubts and our heart is in a very challenging mood to ask, I want to ask this doubt. But he is bringing up this, that how a Vaishnava, when he has some doubt, how he asks this question. He again, after giving all these reasons, that, you know, he's associating this and his behavior. And then, you know how Avadhut behaves. He is beyond all social norms. He doesn't care for friends. How do you behave, you know, how you talk, how you... He's completely beyond. So after asking this, he's still looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saying, please forgive me for... But these doubts are there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very happy with the way he has asked this question about the doubts. Because it's a very serious thing that if we have doubts and that person is very exalted, and if in our mind or if in our words, if anywhere, if we speak anything, it becomes a very serious offense. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks, he gives answer to him that don't ever think this. An avadhut is not identified by his externals. Because Prabhupada, during his early days in New York, he says, you people are like avadhut. Avadhut because unkempt bodies, long hair, unclean, not doing anything. But that is not avadhut. And avadhut is beyond the modes of nature, is transcendental, is pure, he has no material desires, he is equipoised, he is purely in love with the Lord, but he is completely about his body, he doesn't care. So then he gives example of Shiva. That, you know, Shiva drank poison. So anyone tries to imitate, he will be destroyed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again gives him from Bhagavatam, it is said that exalted soul is like a fire and any contaminated things you put it, they get all destroyed, but the fire doesn't. But anyone who tries to imitate, he'll be destroyed. He says he's like a lotus leaf, remains untouched by the water. So when he hears all these things, and to elaborate that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes further to explain that how serious it's an offense. Anyone who commits against, what will be the consequence of that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to the extent of going back into Krishna Leela and saying, do you remember that, you know, Sandipa Muni asked for, when Krishna and Balaram, they asked for Dakshina, Sandipa Muni said that I want my son back. So now Devaki knew about it. So Devaki in Dwarka, she reminded him that if you want to give me something, I want my six sons back. The six sons who were killed by Kamsa. Because she never had a chance to even be. Because the moment they were born, Kamsa had killed them. So when Krishna and Balarama had gone to... This is all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving to this Brahmana who is asking this. What is the seriousness of this offense? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that, you remember? So then Krishna and Balaram went to Bali Maharaj. They found out and there they got those six sons and they brought here to... And Devaki fed them milk. Now this milk was Mahaprasadam because Krishna had taken it. So this way they got liberated. Now these people, who were the six people? They were the sons of Marichi. And they had made fun of Brahma. When Brahma was chasing his daughter, these boys, Marichi's boys, they had made fun. They started laughing and So now Brahma is an exalted person. But his behavior or something which was very doubtful. But because they made fun, they had to take birth as, they took birth in Hiranyakashipu's family. And then they took birth in Devaki's womb. And they were killed by Kamsa one after another. So this is the consequence. He wanted to just say that. So you immediately go to Navadvip. This happened in Jagannath Puri. So he told him, you go to Navadvip now and go and beg forgiveness from Nityananda. So he went there and he said that I had some doubts like this. I was thinking about it. So Nityananda very compassionately embraced him and he forgives him. Yeah, there is another very pastime which we heard, Swichwaran Shyam Prabhu Sutta. I had just written down this. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions this. And of course, this verse comes from that pastime, and the later part of that pastime. So he used to arrange for kirtan in a village, you know, they had a 24 hours kirtan and all. And there will be people chanting and dancing and all. So one of Nityananda's servant, Minaketan Ramdas, we heard a few days back Damodar Prabhu saying that whose eyes are moist. So it is Minaketan Ramdas, his eyes are always moist. So anyone who looks at him, looking at his moist eyes, they would also, their heart will also melt. So much devotion, just by looking at a person. That much was the power of his associate. But he again was an avadhut. So it is very difficult. He will be carrying a flute. And anyone who comes to offer him obeisances, he will jump on them. He will beat the flute. So now there was one pujari who was worshipping Krishna. He didn't have faith in Nityananda and Minaketan Ramdas. So he just ignored. So that time Minaketan Ramdas made a comment. One more Romar Shasuta is here. The same, you know. What happened in Aimisaranya when Balaram in his pilgrimage came across, because he didn't identify, so he didn't get up from the Vyasasan. Usually when you sit on the Vyasasan, it's not that any person comes. So he didn't get up. But Balaram, when he came, he didn't get up. So he made this comment to this devotee. Some name, no? Udharana Mishra, some mentioned that name. No, that is different. This is the pujari. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he always had a difference. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he used to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he will not accept. He will not accept Nityananda. So that time, and they used to have argued. So he said, what is the use of your existence? He used to tell his brother. So if you are not accepting, you better be an atheist than rather committing this type of offense. So, and he gives an analogy about that Ardha Kukuta Nyay, you know. There's a story about a farmer, he had a hen and used to give him a golden egg, golden, everyday golden egg. So this went on for several months. Then this farmer started thinking that, you know, the golden egg is better, but I have to also daily feed the hen. So what if I chop off the head of the hen, you know? Then I don't have to feed, but still I'll get golden egg. So this is Ardha Kukuta Nyaya. You want only the one side. You don't want the other side. That's foolishness. Now, if you chop off the head, there is nothing. So he said, if you're not accepting Nityananda, your life is a waste. In that thing, he was very disturbed. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So that night, Nityananda came in his dream and he told him, go to Vrindavan. So that is, rest is history, that how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he is remembering that after this pastime, when he's writing there in his book, Chaitanya Charitamrit, after this Minaketan Ramdas Kaviraj Goswami, this is because of Nityananda that I got the shelter of this Vrindavan abode. I am here. And this is the greatness of Nityananda. So as far as consequences there is one more pastime of Lord Nityananda. This is again when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day in Puri, he went to a secluded place with Nityananda and told him that you should go to Bengal for preaching. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, he could not go to the places, you know, of people who are, he cannot associate with everyone. So he wanted Nityananda. So that is the time he told that you should get married and you should go to Bengal. So this is, you can show this verse. It is quite, this is from Antya Leela, 3rd chapter 149. Why did this verse says, why did Lord Nityananda, with what mission he went to Bengal? Why did he go? You got it, Prabhu? You can. Premirana, what is that? Yeah, it is Antya Leela. Third chapter, Glories of Haridas Thakur. We can chant this, just to what was the mission of Lord Nityananda. So the subsequent pastimes will be connected to that. 149. Got it? Prema Pacha, ne? 149. How Lord Nityananda is been merciful to the most fallen people, and of course he's equally very hard, heavy on those who are very offensive. Yeah. Prema Pracharana Ara Pashanda Dalana Duyi Kare Avaduta Karena Brahmana. For two purposes, to spread the cult of bhakti and to defeat and subdue the atheists. Lord Nityananda, the most dedicated devotee of the Lord, moved throughout the country. So this is how he came to Navadvip, for only preaching purpose with this mission. So we all remember that story about Ramachandra Khan and the prostitute, and how he wanted to, out of envy towards Haridas Thakur, he wanted to, you know, defame him by his ill motives. So now that was a big offense. So now that offense ka reaction, how it manifested, is in this Leela when Lord Nityananda, he went. So one day he came to Ramchandra Khan's house outside, Durga Mantap. Now this Khan, this is again, we always wonder, how is this surname Khan has come, you know? Khan, no, this Khan surname was there in Hindus. Yeah, there are some closest is Khanna. So this Khan surname, like Satyaraj Khan, Ramachandra Khan, so this Khan is not Muslim, it is Hindu. So this Ramachandra Khan was a very, but he was a Durga worshipper, and he had a very big mansion, and outside was Durga Mantap. And inside he has his own house. The inside house, of course. So when you have to meet the guest, you have to come. This in Bengal and many other villages, there are these type of houses. The ladies will not come out of the house. They are always inside. But any guest will come, you have to come outside and you meet them in the outside. So Nityananda with his entourage. You know, his entourage are very unique entourage. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, you go to Bengal, you know how they left, no? They left just... no direction. They just chanting, dancing, and they just go, miles to go there, and then they will ask, where is Navadvip? Where have you come? You have gone 10 miles, you have come in the wrong direction, you go back. They'll go back again. Again, they'll go back 10 miles. Then they will ask, someone will say the left direction, some the right direction, this way. Just chanting, they reached here. So one Leela is here where they came to Ramchandra Khan's. So Nityananda came and sat on the Durga Mantap. The servant told Ramachandra Khan, one saintly person has come. He is there sitting in the Durgamat. Now see, Ramachandra Khan, because of his offense, he not only became atheistic, he became so demoniac. See the consequence, how sometimes our heart can change and can be a demoniac. He said, you tell him that there is no place for him to stay here. So the servant went and told that you cannot stay here. So many people are there, you cannot be accommodated here. You go to a milkman's house. Why milkman's house? A milkman will have goshala. You can go and stay in the goshala. You will be a lot spacious, no? You can go and so. It's a big insult. So that is the time Lord Nityananda said, he just laughed. He said, this place is not fit for people like us to stay here. This place is fit for only those who will eat the flesh of cow. This is a very contaminated place. And he left. So very soon, this Ramchandra Khan was that way, you know, doing his, but he had some problem with the dealings of, you know, tax and all with the, those. That time it was Mughal Empire. So he was caught in some dealings, money. So the soldiers from the Mughal king, they came and they usurped his whole house and they sat there in the Durga Mantap. And for 3 days, they ate, they killed the cow. So he, and not only that, the whole village was, so one person, the leader commits a offense. So this is a big question about, you know, how is it that, you know, leader commits, if a leader commits an offense, even many other people get affected. So the whole village of Ramchandra Khan was completely destroyed, in the sense they were deprived of all their wealth and all. They became, it became a very inauspicious place. So this is how Lord Nityananda used to travel, and he would do. So then when they went to Bengal, the first place they reached, I think, Raghav Pandit's place, and they were doing kirtan, and Lord Nityananda asked for kadamba flower. Now kadamba flower is not there in Bengal, you don't have. But some other, then they were doing kirtan, suddenly there was a fragrance of Damanantaka flower. Now Damanantaka flower grows only in Puri. But the flower was not seen, but the fragrance was there. So the Acharya says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came to participate in that kirtan when they were such ecstatic kirtan. That is what is. So then I will, then the, as he said, no, like the mission was to go and meet the most fallen people. So you see that Nityananda's always the mission was. So there is a very one nice leela of this one Brahman was there in good bad association. He had become a dacoit, and he had his own team of people. They're all, their only job was killing people and, you know, looting and usurping and all. So Nityananda, as an avadhut, before, as an avadhut used to not accept, but now as an avadhut used to accept a lot of ornaments, gold, jewelries, pearls. So they saw that this person, they didn't know that, you know, they thought he's an ordinary person, but he is wearing such valuable things that if we have to just catch this, and if we don't have to do rest of our life, that much wealth is there. So they all planned. They knew that he was staying in one Brahmana's house. So they said that at one time in the night, we will attack and we will take away all. So they planned, and they were just waiting outside the house. That was the house, and they knew that Nityananda, they didn't know him, Nityananda. They knew that this person is an avadhut and he has a lot of valuables. So they were waiting. They were waiting, 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 when will be the right time? And some will of providence, what happened? Suddenly when they got up, it was already morning. So they started cursing each other. You are responsible. Why didn't you say? Why? Because the plan was to attack. So then the leader, he said, I think we have done a mistake. We are not worship Durga. Because we are not worship Durga, we failed. So we'll worship Durga and come. So the next day night, they all prepared Durga. They came. And this time when they came, they saw that there are, strangely, there are some tall people, you know, and heavy people guarding the house. So they were shocked that how can such tall, healthy, looking very elegant people will be guarding. Maybe some VIP may have come, so they are the guard's office. So when the VIP leaves, then we will go and attack. So this way the whole night went off. Then third night they came. This time they are all prepared with their swords and daggers and knives and all. We are not going to leave this time. This is the final. We are going to attack. So this time, and they attacked. They started attacking. They started moving. When they started moving in front, some of them fell into a trench. Some fell into a garbage. They were bitten by snakes and scorpions. And the stinking garbage was all over them. And suddenly there was rain. And so many things started happening. Hailstorms. They were in the most miserable condition. Miserable. They didn't know what to do. All the people were miserable. Suddenly, this leader, something clicked in his heart. He started recollecting. And the first day we came, this happened. Second day, this happened. Third day, this happened. That means this person is not an ordinary person. That was a transformation. So immediately, he went back and he told that I'm very sorry. I thought about this. What is my life worth living? You know, if I committed such a big offense to you, I better go and die. I will go and die. I'll drown myself in Ganga. So that time Nityananda Prabhu said, you don't have to do that. Don't commit this offense again. This was what was Nityananda's. Whoever he is, whatever sinful person, murderer, this. But one message was very common. Okay, till now, fine. Accept it. Don't do it again. So if one person accepts that, okay, henceforth I will not do it, everything is taken away. That is how merciful was Lord Nityananda. And can there be any so merciful? Only thing, you go and accept that, okay, I am fallen. I am sinful. I have this problem. Okay, now don't do it. Same thing happened to Madai. Madai said that, I hit you. There was blood. What type of atonement? So Lord Nityananda, what did he say? Why are you saying that? You are like a child. You know, small child, when the mother is holding the small child, you know, sometimes the child is kicking the mother on his chest and he's passing stool and his urine and all. The mother doesn't take this as a great offense. So this is Nityananda's compassion. I don't take it as a serious offense. You are like a child. Similarly, this person, then Nityananda gave instructions to him. Okay, now you have, what you do is, now you start, change your lifestyle. Now you start becoming a devotee. And because he was very influential, he was a very famous don, you can say, no? He had his own influence. So once people came to know that this guy is transformed, many of his people, they were influenced and he preached all of them. And they all were changed into, and there was a big team of Vaishnavas who became followers of Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda, as it is said in this verse, he went to Bengal only to preach this class of people. So no one should, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Brahmana who had doubts, you know, in Puri. That even if you see him coming out of a liquor shop, or even if you see that he is with a woman, even if she is, you know, woman with a very low, don't ever doubt him. Because he is only to save, compassion. That is Lord Nityananda. So this dacoit, this Daku, he became so famous that he, so many people he transformed. So this is, these are all to just understand the tattva and the mood of Lord Nityananda, and we are the recipient, obviously it's only through Prabhupada. So that is why it is said, if you want to understand Radha and Krishna, you cannot understand without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and you cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless you have Lord Nityananda's mercy. And that Nityananda Lord Guru Tattva in the modern age is represented by Srila Prabhupada. Because I don't think in the history anyone has showed this type of compassion, what Prabhupada has done. How Nityananda's compassion, every year we have Nityananda Trayodashi, every year we have something more to know about that, what type of compassion it is. Same thing every time Prabhupada's appearance day, we have so much to hear about Prabhupada. I mean, wonder, how did Prabhupada do this, you know? How did he do that, you know? That's because he was Nityananda Tattva. The Guru Tattva was there, which was purely compassion. Nothing but compassion. So this is how Prabhupada traveled to the Western world. If you see those, his prayers, of course, we already discussed about now he prayed. But in the Bowery Street, the type of people he was there with, you know, the drunkards and the criminals and prostitutes and drug addicts and unclean people loitering, fallen on that, he had to climb over them and go. But never ever he looked at them as, you know, the most, these people are all gone case. He would always look at them with very lot of respect. Lot of respect he would see each one of them. And he'll acknowledge them, and they would also realize that is the time. And when in the initial classes, when some three or four people came, Prabhupada wrote a letter saying that, and three people came today, and they are interested. And they are interested. So he wrote, they are interested. That means there is something definitely going to happen here. This was Prabhupada's, you know, eagerness to go and give. So, by Prabhupada's mercy, this Nityananda's compassion is descending down. And when in the early days, when Prabhupada's Western disciples, they were very honest, they would ask Prabhupada that, how is it, Prabhupada? You are giving us, you are speaking about Radha Krishna Leela and all such confidential Leelas, you know, it's not so easy for... But you are giving an opportunity, you are understanding that what is the intimacy, what is the love, the nature, and what is our qualification, and where have we come from, what background it is, what type of activities we are doing, how sinful we were. So how is it that, you know, we are the recipient? So Prabhupada would say that you didn't have any qualification. I made the call. I mean, it may appear that, oh, is it Prabhupada is speaking out of something? I made the call. And Prabhupada... What Prabhupada wanted to say is, it is Nityananda. It is that Balaram, that Nityananda, and the Acharyas who are representing. So they are the one, their compassion, he carried it, and he gave it to them. And those who came in contact with him, those who are willing to accept it, their life transformed from, what a change, huh? This is something unheard in the history of, unheard. Huh? In the modern history, to transform people from this. So we are all witness to this, Nityananda's compassion. In the recent past, whatever years, you know, we have seen what's happening. So this is how I remember Eka Chakra and Sachinandan Maharaj and his group of people. And there are no facilities, and I'm hearing them speaking. We ought to stay. And I was shocked. Wait, what? How can you stay here? This is not a place to stay. Their mood was that this is a place of hope for us. We will stay here. So after so many years, I'm getting little understanding that who is Nityananda? So the most compassionate, So on this day, it's because this day means, of course, we are 2 days before. So Trayodashi is the day where we beg, because Nityananda represents Balaram. Bala means strength. So we beg him that please give us the strength to follow the instructions of Acharyas and Guru. Because to follow instructions, we need strength. And because of his mercy, when he gives strength, bala, you know, because knowledge also is very heavy. Like Guru, the Guru term is very heavy. Knowledge is heavy, so spiritual knowledge is very heavy. It is not so easy to hold it. So you need strength. Everything you need strength. For all the Acharyas, their instructions, to following past strength, so many things. We know it. So on this day especially, we can ask for this strength, and hopefully our life will be a little easy in this part to carry on. Otherwise, yes, a lot of struggles and a lot of obstacles because of our anarthas and our own modes of nature where we all come from. They will always raise their heads. So you can cry out to... I remember Devamrita Swami once in his class, someone asked this question about some type of a sense gratification, attraction, and usual question about, how do we deal with this? So he in his own humility is saying about, yes, I travel, and especially in the flight, and the flight and these stewards and the air hostesses, how they come to you so close and, they want to serve you. Of course, they are doing their duty. But you come in contact with so many things. And what I do is, just close my eyes and inside my mind, I loudly chant. You can't chant. In the flight it is. You can't chant. No? People will say he's a crazy guy. So in the mind, I will loudly chant. Nityananda. So this is the secret formula. Nityananda Trayodashi, forthcoming key. Yes. Srila Prabhupada key. Yes. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Premanjan Prabhu, there are a few minutes you want to add. Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, Damodar Chaitanya Prabhu, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu, Shyam Pyare Prabhu, Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu. You are carrying forward. Nithyananda.
Both Nithyananda and Chaitanya.
Nitai Chaitanya. Oh, okay. Shivanand Shyam.